Welcome to the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope, your source for all things new and cool in the Premier Rock Forum. So sit back, strap in, and prepare to be rocked. Let's do this.
Are you prepared to be rocked? Good. This is the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope. My name is Jeff Noyes, and I'm going to start the show off with something that's hot stuff from Chicago. Tijuana Hercules, brand new record called Mudslide and the Singles. And this is a record that's out on Skin Graft Records. You can find it at bandcamp.com. The Chicago Reader just did a very nice write-up on these guys. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read just a brief description here from the Bandcamp site. Years in the making and featuring the talents of more than 20 musicians, Tijuana Hercules' new long player Mudslide and the Singles finds the band deep diving into its patented hillbilly trance sound. An oxygen-depriving bula bass of boundary-busting blues, spaghetti-strung grooves, and tangled psychedelic roots music. Hailing from the southern regions of the U.S., John Vernon Forbes has a long and storied history of making music, cartoons, and comical mischief. His illustrations recall the golden age of animation, filtered through an absurdist lens. And this love of days gone by is rendered with a futurist's ear of the blues-tinged music he's been creating for decades. In Atlanta, Forbes played in Phantom 309 with Mac McNally, who would go on to be the drummer of the Jesus Lizard, and Dirt, before settling in Chicago, where he formed Mount Shasta, one of the founding Skin Graft Records acts. Mount Shasta went on to release three albums and a collaborative LP with Japan's Space Streakings before disbanding. Forbes then formed Tijuana Hercules, initially taking inspiration from obscure rock, blues, and gospel songs from the 1950s and 60s. The band later gamma-rated those threads into something altogether different in the labs of Forbes' own Frog Mountain recording studio, located squarely within Chicago's historic meatpacking district. Tijuana Hercules' latest release are a pair of collections that highlight the band's diversity. Bloodshot Records' Six Pack to Go, 7-inch singles compilation, along with Deer Tick, Elizabeth Cook, Kelly Hogan, and Guided by Voices, Robert Pollard, and Skin Graft's Chicago vs. New York compilation featuring the Flying Luttenbachers, Bobby Kahn, Cheer Accident, and Child Abuse. I like John a lot, and I consider him a friend. I've been to Frog Mountain. It's a cool studio that's around a lot of, there's actually a lot of print shops on the floor where he is, so there's just print shop ephemera everywhere. There's all kinds of really cool stuff that's hanging on the walls there. Yeah, he's a good guy, and I'm excited about this release. Let's hear something from Mona Kendrick, press quote from Monica Kendrick of the Chicago Reader. Tijuana Hercules just keeps on getting better at what it's always been good at, finding a skanky, swampy groove and beating it until it cries for its mama. And that's about it. That kind of describes the sound. These guys are great. Check them out. Here's Tijuana Hercules doing Chilanta on the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope. We'll be right back. The PRF Songwriting Challenge Edition number 4, also known as A Child's Favorite Thing, the theme that the everyone was writing songs around that that particular week. That was track number 7, Cleaver, doing a song called Family. That was released on October 13th of 2008. And you heard that here on the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Note. My name is Jeff Moody. I'm your host tonight. And you can pick that record up along with, there's like 100 or so of the PRF Songwriting Challenge compilations. You can pick those up, I believe, for free at bandcamp.com. So if you're into that, go check it out. And now a band from Germany, a rock and roll band that they rock pretty darn hard. It's Trigger Cut. They put out a record just recently, back in March, March 1st, actually. It's called Rogo, and the record's doing well. From I guess they're in, I think they're on their second printing now of the vinyl printing. So these guys are selling stuff. People dig them. They rock pretty hard, and we're gonna listen to a track from that record now. It's called Regular Funk.
Put a box in all of this place. for the news. Not so subtle. Guys selling something. Outside the windows at the school. Escapes. Ignore! Dismiss as a crank! Anyone who dares speak of the past, of the past's crimes.
Do you hear birds singing? Because I do. That's how hard that song hit me upside of the head. That's Lardo. Those guys are tight as hell, and they rock pretty hard. I saw them play a show in Chicago one time, and I was right up at the stage, and it felt dangerous. I felt like I could have gotten hit with something at any point. Not necessarily from the guys in the band, actually. They're totally nice and non-threatening people. But man, that music, holy cow, very exciting, very very raw. Yeah, they're a great band to see live. I recommend you check them out once we get back into live shows. Hopefully they'll be out there playing. That record's from 2015. The name of the album is Gunmetal Eyes. It's Lardo. And the track you heard was called Black Holes. And you heard that here on the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope. Up next, Martha's Vineyard Fairies have a new record that came out in, February, actually. I was going to say March, but February 26th of this year. And it's pretty great. I'm going to play, the name of the album is called Suns Out, Guns Out, and I'm going to play this track here called Chalk It Up to Island Time. Chalk it up to island time. And now look back upon the way I feel. Just, you choose to decline. Cameras, cabin minds. When I'm not wanted here, I take a ride and try to go to mine. And find a guy who changed the way.
Are we gonna do the whole song?
From 2016, from Louisville, Kentucky, that was Killy Killy. That's K-I-L-L-I. And they made an EP, a five-track EP, back in 2016 called I Believe in Rollerblading. And the track that we just heard here was Less is More on the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope. And now let's go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I've got something from the Martin half of Gorilla Ghost, a hip hop outfit that I featured a few times here on the show. And yeah, Martin's got a thing called Tron Jovi, and it's pretty cool. Martin is he's the production half of the Gorilla Ghost duo, and he put this thing out called Bass and Frequency Studies in Dub. Bass and Frequency Studies in Dub is the total title of the album, and it's six tracks. It came out on April 9th, 2021. If you go to the Bandcamp site, you can pick up the digital download there, or you can order the vinyl. It comes with you can actually order it with some beautiful screen printed artwork. Or you can go to Triple I Industries and order direct from there. But yeah, let's listen to one of the tracks from Martin's new thing. We're gonna hear Bad Gorilla Dub right now on the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope. We'll be right back. That right there is one of my favorite bands in the world. That's Police Teeth. They did a record in 2007 called Jazz Records for Sale. And the name of that track was Taking a Shit on Company Time. You heard it right here on the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope. And now I've got something from Rocket Bureau. Rocket Bureau is from Madison. A guy named Kyle Motor is the driving force behind that. And he does everything on the record. Written, performed, recorded, and mixed by Kyle Urban. He goes by Kyle Motor on the social media. But this record came out in March of this year, just a few months ago. And it's pretty great, and it's really fun. It's very melodic, operatic almost. Very kind of, the songs are almost kind of like theatrical, and like they could be the songs that would power a Broadway musical. That's kind of rocked up a little bit. That's the secret sauce of Kyle's music, I think, and that's what I like most about it. We're gonna hear a track called "Terrified" right now on the PRF Radio Hour. On Radio Nope.
Closing.
From 2014, the Pride of Athens, Georgia, a band called Motherfucker, and that was the title track from a four-track EP that they did back in 2014 called Taekwondo. It's karate rock, man. It's karate rock, but it's Korean, so it's Taekwondo rock, right? Yes, right, exactly. And now, let's listen to something from a band called Will Go Machete. I keep hearing about Will Go Machete, and I never heard any of their music, and so I decided to pick up an album called Totentanz. It's the one with a man wrestling a bear on the cover. Wrestling a bear on top of the water, like Jesus. Like Jesus walked on the water, these guys are wrestling each other, a man and a bear wrestling each other on top of the water in a storm. It's weird. I don't understand that, like, you know, it defies physics, but whatever, man, we're gonna go with it. It's a pretty cool album, and I like this band a lot, actually. This record came out in 2018, and we're gonna listen to the very first track on Totentanz by Will Go Machete. The name of this song is Sack of Flies. We'll be right back. from 2013 on Sick Room Records in Chicago, Illinois. That was We Ride On doing Knifeback City here on the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope. I saw those guys. I saw those guys years ago at a Thundersnow way up north in Escanaba, Michigan, on a frozen lake. It was an excellent bash, and I bought their record, and I bought a T-shirt. In fact, this is the record that I bought. so, yeah, that all worked out great. All right, man, it's getting late in the show. I've got room for, I think, one more big, long jam from a band called Space Church. And Space Church put out a record in 2016. It's called Songs to Punch Nerds To. Very attracted to that title. I love it. And this here is a pretty weird weird operating title for a song, too. It's called Working in the Glue Factory for $5 a Day, / Miami 1980. And we're going to hear that now. All right? You ready? Okay, let's go.
Job in the glue factory. Making glue! No. day was never so cruel. It ain't no fun driving a bulldozer for a zoo. Now I served in Europe, and I thought they were some fucked up dudes. You're nothing till you smell hell's cauldron brew.
That night, President Hoover, in a dream, came to me. He said, "Put down that bottle, son, and set yourself free." For it is the uncommon man in this world who stands true. So pick yourself up, son. Start anew. It's at this point that the song changed track. I want your imagination, if it could, to leave 1930s Depression era America and come with me on a journey as I sail through the wind with it in my hair, on my speed boat to you, beautiful thing, hanging at the pier in your high heel boots. I'm here in the future with you. Where am I? Where am I? Miami,
1980.
Songs to Punch Nerds To by Space Church. That was Working in the Glue Factory for $5 a Day, Miami, 1980. You heard it right here on the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope. And that's it. That's the end of the show. Okay? All right. Scram. Go do something else. We'll see you next time. Come back next week for another edition of the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope. Be good. Be kind to people when you're out there. And don't quit.